Let's talk a little bit about what can be done clinically in patients who are at higher risk to develop heart failure, and specifically women who've had adjuvant Herceptin, particularly with an anthracycline. As these women age over 5, 10, 20 years after going through this experience, how can a medical oncologist, you know, many times their primary care provider, sort of provide optimal cardiovascular support or cardiologic support to them?
A very good question. I think it's very important for the primary care physician as well as the oncologist to always have on the problem list or on the back of their mind the fact that the patient, even if it was 20 years ago, was exposed to a potential cardiotoxin, and be aware that any additional insults can lead to the development of heart failure in later life. For instance, if you developed a little bit of hypertension, it might have no effect on you for many years if you didn't treat it, whereas a woman whose heart has been sensitized by this pre-existing damage might be very sensitive to even small amounts of hypertension.
What kind of blood pressure in a patient like this would get your attention?
In a woman who I knew had undergone potentially toxic chemotherapy in the past, I wouldn't want her blood pressure to be over 120 over 80. There aren't real guidelines on this, but if you take the analogous problem with diabetes, even the national organizations say that someone with diabetes should never get their blood pressure over 120, and they would allow you and me to get up to 130 before initiating therapy. But people who are so much more prone to developing cardiac dysfunction probably should be monitored at lower levels.
What else would be part of a follow-up and consideration in these people?
Follow-up should probably also recommend regular echocardiography, and I'm not sure what I should define regular as, but certainly every several years, to detect early systolic dysfunction. And if it's detected, to preemptively treat it with beta blockers and ACE inhibitors.
Anything else an oncologist might want to consider in following people like this?
Well, yes, we talked about hypertension as a hopefully attention-getting and action-getting development. If a woman with the background of cardiotoxic drugs develops it, the same could be said for any of the stressors that can develop in later life on the heart, and that would include obesity, smoking, diabetes, alcohol use, other toxins, other quote-unquote recreational drugs. All of these kind of stressors on the heart can lead in a sensitized person to far more devastating consequences than they would in someone not otherwise challenged.